Hi, this is Dr. Diane Hayden. I am the owner and publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, Essential Living Maine Magazine, and a series of book collaborations, the latest one being with a group of life coaches. And the title of the book is Coaching for Powerful Change, the Keys to Unlocking Personal and Professional Transformation. And we are really excited about this book collaboration. It's, as I said, a group of coaches that have written chapters on all different areas of coaching, everything from living authentically to finding personal time to financial coaching, relationship coaching, health coaching, spiritual coaching, pretty much everything you can imagine that you would need a coach for. And it's going to be an amazing book for people who are interested in possibly hiring a coach, and also people who are thinking about the coaching field and considering going into becoming a coach as a career. So I'm excited today to have on the line with me Christine Velotti-Peterson. She is the author of the chapter Living Authentically. Christine has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry, where she has held a variety of human resource leadership positions. She earned her undergraduate degree in marketing and communications at Central Connecticut State University and completed her MBA at the Lally School of Business at Rensselaer Polytech University. Christine became a certified executive coach in 2013 through the International Coaching Federation. She passionately enjoys working with clients to create their aspirational goals and achieve them both personally and professionally. She can give you assistance to help you reach your goals, live life more authentically, and create the life you want to live. So welcome to the call today, Christine. How are you?
Great, Diane. It's great to talk to you guys today, and really excited to be able to talk a little more about coaching and my chapter, Living Authentically.
Yeah. Every one of you, I mean, I'm so excited about this book. Every one of the coaches has written a fantastic chapter, and we're really excited for it to come out in a few more weeks. But I like to always start the call by talking a little bit about you and your journey, how you came to decide that you wanted to work within the coaching industry, if there was, you know, some sort of a life event that happened, or what was it that just made you decide that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, I started my career doing executive recruiting when I got out of college, and that was really the start of coaching people. Even though I wasn't necessarily certified at that time, I did a lot of career coaching with executives and professionals in all different kinds of industries. And, you know, it started to become a pattern of mine that not only would people use me professionally, but friends would be constantly calling me, asking me to take a look at their resume or help them find a new job, or, you know, if they were in a new job or in a job that wasn't fulfilling them, you know, really just try to talk about how to make that change to help them be more excited about work and more fulfilled. So that's really how this started. I then, after doing executive recruiting for years and years, went over to the corporate side and ran a staffing organization and started doing this inside different companies. And, you know, I had, you know, people everywhere at my disposal, so I wasn't really going out looking for clients, but really employees would be coming to me. And that's really how I got into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And it's definitely something I think a lot of people have said, you know, coaching kind of found them versus them seeking it out. You know, many people had some type of a life event or some, you know, drastic change, and they either hired a coach and then loved the process so much, you know, decided to pursue it that for that reason, or, you know, like you're saying, it came about more because of your executive positions than you necessarily, you know, leaving a particular career and going to do this.
Yeah, it was later in my career that I really kind of turned this around and realized I could help people on a daily basis, not just at work or professionally, but with all other type of segments of people's lives, whether it be, you know, life coaching, you know, helping moms feel more fulfilled because they've, you know, now changed their life and have taken care of all these children. How do they get more fulfillment out of their life and how to live authentically for themselves, even if they weren't professionally working at the time? Or, you know, different people, even students coming up through school and then trying to decide, what do I want to do after school, or what do I want to do, what do I want to study at college, or what's my passion? So I was able to parlay it later in my career, knowing that as a coach, it's really kind of helping people or asking the questions to help them find the best success versus giving them the answer. You know, and that was an interesting change that happened several years ago when I realized that, you know, I could really transition some of my skills that I'd used professionally in the workplace to other areas of people's lives.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a private practice in addition to your, position within your company?
Really, not formally. So when I wasn't in the corporate sector, I did. But now I really do it as more of almost like my nonprofit give back.
Yep.
You know, someday I think about having my own practice when I've ended my corporate career. But right now I really do it for just really helping people out there. You know, people contact me and it's more of my give back to my philanthropic give back.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. But I'm sure you use a lot of the skills within your position right now. So I think what's interesting about you for, people that are listening to this call is that, let's say you're in a position that you really like, but there are skills that you could use as a coach to either make that position more interesting for yourself or maybe even use it as a stepping stone to move into a different position within a company and use those coaching skills.
Right, right. Yes, and really what I do at work all day long is help executives and managers and leaders really try to become the best coaches to the people on their staff, or if there are people in the organization that are looking for a more fulfilling role, help them seek out what that is and how to transition their skills, or put different development plans together to try to seek their next goal in their career. And sometimes mm-hmm. what I'm talking to them or coaching them about at work is nothing to do with work, but it's about what happens outside of work that is affecting their daily work life. So it's really sort of all kinds of things I counsel employees on at the moment, whether it's, you know, related to their business strategy or related to their personal fulfillment strategy.
So, right, yeah. Because as we know, everything is interrelated, and so even though, when you think about as a professional coach in a business scenario, people are probably thinking, like what you said at first, you're really coaching executives on how to build better teams. But there's got to be a lot of other things that come into that, like you said, because if there's something going on in your personal life, whether it be relationship or health or personal development, whatever it might be, that all of those things that are completely outside of who you are as a professional or your career, it does and can have a great impact on whether or not you're successful professionally.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the things that, you know, people that actually have a more fulfilling life outside of work tend to be some of the best employees, because when they're here, they can really compartmentalize their efforts, but also, you know, to come into work with great sort of positive energy and outlook and inspiration, you know, people can sense that. So if you have a manager that's very positive, and is very fulfilled in other areas. They just come into work with that energy, and it's amazing how much that can contribute to the bottom line of a company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, it makes sense. You know, if you're happy in one area, it's going to spill over to other areas, and vice versa. If you're not happy in one area, it's going to affect other areas of your life, too.
Correct. Yep.
So, yeah, very interesting, because I think people don't necessarily think that you might be coaching on all different levels. You know, you might be coaching an executive on a relationship issue, even though he's somebody that you work with, you know, professionally.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, you know, I really, when I first meet with someone in a coaching engagement, which may just start out as a brief conversation about a totally unrelated topic, the next thing you know, we're kind of talking about, you know, all of the different, you know, parts of someone's life that's impacting how they are feeling at the time. Or if I'm sitting down with someone to talk about their goals, quickly we realize that some of what their goals are touching can be, you know, financially driven or relationship driven or, you know, to your point, an ambitious goal in another area of their life. That's really kind of the driving force of why they're talking to me that day.
Right. Yep. Which makes it interesting for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, you never know.
Yep.
That's why when I start a conversation with someone, I tend to ask a lot of questions because I really want to understand what it is that they're trying to fulfill.
Right.
And sometimes that is the coaching assignment. There are so many times where people come to me and say, you know, I don't understand, I don't really know why I'm not fulfilled or not happy or, you know, looking for something else. And most of my conversations with people are trying to get them to think about what is it that is going to fulfill them. And that really was the genesis of my chapter in this book about living your authentic life, because some huge part of the journey is understanding what that is and putting the building blocks together, the time management, the focus, dedication, and intentional planning on achieving that goal. So really finding out or figuring out what is going to be fulfilling is sometimes the biggest part of the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right, because sometimes you may not know. You know what you don't want, but sometimes you're not sure what you do want.
Right. You know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning and, you know, week over week, you're not as excited to get up every day, or you're wondering why you're feeling in a doldrum. You know, if you knew the answer to that, it would be a lot easier.
Right.
So, many, many conversations and hours get focused on trying to realize what that is. Other times, people walk in and say, this is what I want. Can you help me achieve it? And we spend a lot of time on, you know, putting that plan together to reach the goal.
Right. Yep. That's great. So, how did you decide what coaching program that you were interested in? I mean, there's so many of them out there. There's so many great programs that are part of ICF. And I'm always curious to ask, you know, how did you decide which one you thought you would choose, which one would fit you, and how did you feel about the whole process?
Right. I work very full-time right now. So I needed to enter a coaching program that was flexible so that I knew that I could continue to work my full-time job and do this as more of an extracurricular activity. Mm-hmm. So I joined a virtual program which had weekly classes that were virtual and through webinar. And then our final coaching segment to get you know, the final testing and the final accreditation was a 3-day live program.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was able to do is really book that time for those many weeks on my calendar. So it was, you know, it was part of my day that was already booked in my calendar, so I could do that via webinar. And then, you know, set aside the live time and have it not necessarily impact my work schedule, my 9-to-5 or 7-to-9 day job.
Right.
So that was really one of the reasons that I picked the program I did. And I definitely wanted, you know, the fully accredited ICF, you know, accreditation at the end of that. And it was really interesting because I had never done a virtual class, so to speak. You know, I've done, you know, mini classes, like 2-hour sessions at work before, but having a multi-week, multi-month accreditation course where you establish relationships virtually with, you know, 30 or so people each week was really interesting and fascinating and really showed me, you know, how do people do something like this online. It was really eye-opening. You could really establish good connections with people virtually.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to envision it. I'm assuming everything, the webinars were live, right? They weren't like recorded things that you went in and watched and then did, you know, participated, whatever the homework was.
They were live and they were very interactive. So, you know, there's some fantastic technology out there where you could be on the phone and on your computer. You can do, you know, live polling. You could do live questions. You could do different team sessions even, all virtually on this webinar where you're all fully participating, and it's very engaging. So it's not like you're just sitting there listening. You're definitely interacting. You're watching the screen. You're participating via verbal. You're taking, you know, live polling questions and things like that. So it's a very engaging couple of hours versus sitting there and listening.
Yeah, that's great. And I think that's probably very exciting for people like yourself that, you know, are happy in the career that they're in. They don't want to leave their job or position, but they also want to further their education into doing something like this. And you basically found a way to make it work for you within your normal working hours, and obviously your company was agreeable to that. But I think it opens up a lot of doors for people that may have thought, oh, I have to quit my job to do this, or
right.
No way I'm going to be able to find time. But, you know, it sounds like it was really easy to work into, you know, your weekly schedule.
Yeah, that's true. And what I like about these coaching programs is, yes, definitely do it if you want to be a full-time coach. But if you are a leader of people, it's great to have these coaching skills because the best leaders, the best managers are the best coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I really found is it not only helped me because I do strive to be a great coach, but it also helps me in, you know, I manage a human resource organization of 80 people right now. So being able to really transfer those skills that I'm using on myself in sort of coaching my direct reports and my organization, it was really great to take those lessons and kind of use those practice sessions on a daily basis with, you know, the people that work with me. So that was really interesting. It really just, you know, added a different fulfillment that I could kind of practice every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I totally agree with you. And I've even said to people, even if you don't want to become a coach, I think that some of these programs are like the best personal development programs you could ever go through, and that everybody should do it anyway.
Right, right. No, it's really true. It helps me from, you know, being a mom and using these techniques on my children, you know, at work,
yep,
on my team, and obviously as a professional coach. So
very
faceted.
Yeah, and in relationships, I mean, everything, really. It's just, I mean, you know, they really cover all the different areas of, well, we call it the life wheel, but, you know, pretty much all the different areas that we think is, as human beings, people that we need to, you know, work on and make, and to really have, like, a fulfilled life, I guess, or, you know, more of a balanced life. And it really does help you in, I thought, like, every single area. It's not just about, you know, when you go through one of these programs, it's not just about teaching you how to be a coach, to coach somebody on a specific topic, whether it's business or whatever. It really looks at, or makes you look at, you know, all these different areas of your life and figure out, okay, where am I fulfilled, where am I not, how do I, you know, raise this level of fulfillment better or level of balance better, and just by, you know, learning the kinds of, like you said earlier, the kinds of questions to ask even yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're, you know, typically one of the questions I ask is about building a coaching practice, and a lot of the coaches in, that have collaborated on this book have their own private practice, and so I'm always curious about, you know, what did you do to be successful, to make yourself stand out, to be more successful? From your perspective, I suppose I could ask the same question within your company, you know, what do you do? Or maybe I would ask you, what do you think would be helpful for anybody just starting out in coaching practice or maybe even within their company? Like, what kinds of things do you think you did, or what kind of attributes do you have that made you, that make you successful, or that would make a coach successful?
That's a good question. Well, I'll start with what I did and really building kind of my coaching practice here at my organization, and then I'll add to that after. But one of the things I did was I really started networking with a lot of the leaders here within the organization, and help them understand kind of the coaching process I went through, and I asked about 6 to 8 people if they would be interested at the start of my coaching practice to kind of go through it with me and to be my my pilot coachees. And so these were high potential executives in the organization that you know, I knew it could be helpful to them and myself, so kind of a win-win for us to establish a relationship. And each week I would kind of meet with them after my coaching webinars and kind of practice that particular lesson or two or three and go through a coaching conversation. And again, it really started with careers and development in mind. And then, as you can imagine, cascaded into all kinds of other directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just offering this, initially at first, it was really about building relationships with people, because, of course, people aren't going to tell you their life story or trust you with their most, you know, intimate secrets the first day you meet. But it was kind of a building block process. And what we were really able to do, they helped me out because I was able to kind of test some new practices and new learnings on them. And I helped them out because I was really kind of guiding them through this coaching process. And I would say it was just a fantastic way to kind of jump in and really, you know, go about my job in a different way. And then what I was able to do is kind of share this coaching technique with a lot of my human resource executives on my team so that, you know, we started utilizing coaching methodology in a way that really took our talent strategy in a whole nother direction as a company. So, you know, if you are somebody internally working, whether you're in human resources or in another segment of a company, utilizing this for assisting people in their career trajectory or their development or just their talent strategy could be really helpful. And then outside of work, what I did with friends, colleagues, people from different associations, I kind of did the same thing with a handful of people that were just personal friends and acquaintances. And it was really powerful to watch how that affected people in a totally different way. You know, I had a mom, for example, that used to be in the working world and then stayed home to have children. And with it kind of, you know, things were fine with her kids, but she really wanted more out of life and wanted to feel personally fulfilled again in a different way. So I was able to use the coaching methodology with her to kind of walk her through a way to kind of help her get back to feeling happy and fulfilled and confident. And, you know, now she is, you know, taking on a whole new personal challenge that's sort of outside of her motherhood. And so that was really fun. I helped another friend of mine who was in a new position at a different company kind of get on his feet and have a better career trajectory within his organization. For another person, it was really around kind of relationships and getting back on track from a relationship perspective. So I tried to have a couple of different segments of the population that as I was going through this coaching learning, kind of try it out and test it out in multiple facets. So I was really getting a full, you know, 360-degree view of what is coaching all about and how to help people. And it's interesting, when you come in with a really positive intent of helping people, it's amazing how fulfilling that can be even for the coach.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think what a great opportunity for not only your company, but also, you know, like your close friends and other contacts that got to take advantage of this for sure. I think that's a great idea for, you know, any new coach to do, to sort of follow the path that you did and create those pilot groups and, you know, let people get a taste of it, and then surely from there, word of mouth builds, you know, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's there's probably a whole nother segment of learning for coaches that is, you know, how to make this a, you know, like a paid
business. Yeah.
like that's a whole nother opportunity that I'm sure many of your other coaches have talked about. But for me, it was really more about utilizing this inside a corporation and really doing this as kind of a philanthropic opportunity for friends and family. I even remember at our holiday meal doing a whole segment with my family. And it was a fun, you know, it could be a team building event, but it was a family building event that day, and we had a lot of laughs, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's just talk a little bit about what you do specifically with either, I guess we could talk either about, you know, within your business with the people you're coaching, or if you want to talk a little bit about the people that you're coaching outside of work. But what would someone expect when they come to you as a coach? And, you know, you've touched on this a little bit in terms of how it could, you know, people could be coming to you for one thing, but maybe there's really some underlying other issue going on. But, you know, sort of how do you approach that whole process in the beginning?
Yeah, the first thing I really have people do is a little assessment that I give them both on paper and and verbally, and that really is kind of an assessment of what I call the wheel of life. So in the wheel of life, I have career, significant other, fun, health and wellness, finances, personal growth, home organization, and family and friends. And I ask them to rate all of these segments in both importance, you know, how, from a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this to you in your life at the moment? And then assess how well they're doing in this particular segment. So, for example, in career, you know, sometimes a career goal is very important to someone at that time, and sometimes it's not. You know, things are fine. That's not an area that they need to focus on at the moment. And then we kind of look at the top three in terms of importance, and then, you know, where they are from a rating perspective. So if career is really important to them, but it's only sort of a 2 on where they assess their success at that moment for their career, then it's clearly an area of focus that we talk about.
And this is in your chapter 2. I just wanted to point that out. You have this all laid out within your chapter, so, you know, how exactly what you're explaining right now.
Right. In terms of how to really assess, because again, sometimes people laugh at themselves and say, I can't believe it took this wheel and these numbers for me to figure out I should spend more time focused on my career.
Right.
You know? Or wow, I can't believe I took this number for me to know that I need to actually spend more time having fun.
Yep.
And actually intentionally planning fun things to do on my calendar, since I'm working too much and I need more fun in my life. So it's kind of, you know, sometimes people are data focused, and when they see it, it's sort of an epiphany for them. And what we do after that is, once we have our priorities, you know, we talk about which one they want to concentrate on first. Because you try to concentrate on 10 things at once and it doesn't work out so well. But if you experiment with one of these focus areas, and then then we put kind of a 90-day plan together. And we really go through, okay, what are we going to do for the next 90 days? And then we break it down by the next 30 days. And then we break it down by the next week. And then we talk about tomorrow. And when you help people kind of break it down and experiment for a week, 2 weeks, a month, and they get in the rhythm, it becomes, you know, after 23 days, something becomes a habit, right? So after, you know, 90 days of experimenting with how do I focus on this area and what's a plan and how do I really intentionally spend my time so that I'm working towards this goal, they get the hang of it pretty quickly. And the next thing you know, they come back to me and say, all right, I'm on a great path on that. Now let's talk about this.
Right.
And sometimes they say, you know what, I'm on this good trajectory, but I really want to focus on this for at least 6 months before I go to my next focus area. And so we just continue to meet. We talk about what's working, what's not working, what are some of the hurdles people are finding, how are we celebrating our successes. And when they see me, it's like their time to focus on, you know, someone asking them questions about this particular goal they have, and, you know, it just helps them get back on track. And to your point about how everything's intertwined, sometimes we realize, you know, they come to me about career, and what really is going on for them is something regarding their finances. You know, maybe they're unfulfilled at work because they might not feel like they're making enough money or it's not paying the bills. And what we really need to do is put a plan together around how to get their finances under control, because they really do like their job. They're just struggling financially. and they need to figure that out. So, again, sometimes, you know, they think it's career, but really as we, you know, break apart all the details, it goes to their finances, and they got to spend some time on their finances first, and then all of a sudden, their career is great. You know, it's really not the career that they thought. They were going into work every day upset, and it had nothing to do with the fact that they actually really liked their job. So it is interesting how that happens.
Yeah, I think probably most people who are listening are thinking, wow, like I never would have put those two together, because sometimes, like you're saying, it could be something as simple as that. You know, you get really frustrated because you want to do certain things in your life. You don't have enough money. And so the first thing I think to blame is, oh, well, it must be my job. You know, I must not be getting paid enough, or I must, you know, not be getting what I'm worth, or whatever it is. And like you said, it's not looking at finding a better paying job, because you're still going to bring all your finance issues with you to the next job. It's almost like a relationship thing, right? You know, it's like figuring out, okay, am I unhappy in this relationship because this is not the right person for me? Or is it that I have some things I need to work on, and sure, I could go out and find another relationship, but I'm going to bring all these things with me, and the same issues are going to come up. It's just going to be with a different person.
Yeah, and again, I've had someone talk to me about their relationship issues, and when we pulled it all apart, it turned out that they really needed to focus on health and wellness, because they didn't feel comfortable about how they looked and felt personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so their confidence was shaken, and they were sort of blaming it on their relationship, whereas once they started concentrating on their health and wellness and felt confident and healthy again, the next thing you know, they were happier, and the better their relationship was. So, again, so much is intertwined, and you just need to figure out where should I concentrate, or what's the plan, and then all of a sudden things brighten up pretty quickly.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So true. So if people have questions or want to get in touch with you, I mean, are you even taking outside clients, even on kind of a, like you were saying, like, you know, your nonprofit philanthropic, are you really just doing that for, you know, your close friends or family or associates, or if anybody's listening on the call, you know, and they have questions for you specifically, you know, would you entertain that, or are you open to that, or?
Oh, I would love that. Yes, I try to have between 5 and 10 sort of experiences going on at one time. There are certain parts of the year where it's more like 5, mm-hmm. and other parts of the year where it's over 10. So it sort of depends. But I definitely like to start fresh, and I do a lot of virtual coaching as well. So if people aren't in, you know, the Connecticut, Massachusetts area, I've definitely had great success, and sometimes better success, with people that I have standing virtual appointments with. So I'm very open to that as well.
Okay. And so what's the best way to contact you, through email or?
Yeah, it's always a good start. Then we could connect, you know, we could set up a live conversation and then go from there. So email is my first choice.
Okay. And which email do you want to use?
My personal is cbpeterson@me.com.
Okay. And it's P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Yes.
S-O-N. Okay. So C as in cat, B as in boy, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, @me.com.
Correct.
Perfect. Great. Well, this has been an awesome call. I think very informative, and as I said earlier, you know, great for people who are in a position that they like, and maybe they just want to learn coaching skills and kind of, you know, start doing things that you do within their own company, I think people will be very encouraged to learn that they don't necessarily have to leave a position or move out of their career to do something within the coaching arena. And also, I think you had a lot of great information just about your style of coaching, and I'm sure people will be very interested in your chapter and our book soon to come out. And thanks again for all your time today.
Oh, thank you, Diane. It was a pleasure. And hopefully somebody out there that would like to have some free coaching, please do contact me. I'd love to talk with you.
Great. Sounds great. Thank you for all you do, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.